as well. We'll keep you updated. Stay tuned. Next, I'm talking to Olivia.
Take a closer look at the beaches and find out why residents love living here and why staff love to work here. Call us today on Brentwood 690 300.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There is a brand new scheme being launched to support mental health and wellbeing, all about Brentwood. I'm delighted to welcome, first time we've actually met, Olivia is in the studio. Olivia, this is a project very dear to your heart. Just can you outline exactly what it is?
Okay, so the scheme is a small grant scheme for local initiatives and projects with regards to mental health. It came about sort of as a result of us being very unsuccessful, unfortunately, in our Time to Change Hub application. We had allocated £10,000 for the Time to Change Hub, and unfortunately, as we were unsuccessful, we, as a health and wellbeing board, we really wanted the money to go still to mental health causes. So we decided on a small grant scheme for local projects to apply for.
Okay, I spoke to some members of Mine, Brentwood Mine, this morning. Obviously, they lost all their funding from the NHS.
It's sad.
So they operated on, I think, £200,000 a year they got from the NHS. Now they get nothing, and they have to rely entirely on charitable donations, etc. So is this something that they could be involved in?
It is. It's a scheme where people can apply for up to £1,200. The applications can be found online at on the Brentwood Council website, and as long as your project will involve some of what we would consider to be the key initiatives, so projects relating to the awareness of mental health, reducing stigma for mental health, increasing access for young people with regards to mental health, employment opportunities, any projects revolving dementia. So as long as these initiatives have, you know, featured these types of key topics, then, you know, happy to take submissions for applications.
So once they've got those key issues in their proposal, then that's what you're going to be looking for.
Yes, we will also look for some match funding as well from their side of things. And come August this year, we will then start to look at allocating the monies out. And we would like each project that is lucky to get funding to then start from 1st of November this year.
Mental health is a very big issue. It's been in the news quite a lot recently, with a higher profile. And here at Phoenix, we do a real big lot of stuff for mental health. We even have, you know, specialist programs all about it. Is Brentwood a particularly poor area, if poor is the right word? Is it a busy area for mental health issues, as compared to the rest of the country?
It would be tough for me to answer that one, I have to say. I don't, in all honesty, I would not have the knowledge of the other areas. I know in Brentwood, you know, Brentwood will have mental health problems within its residents, like any town. We're fortunate in Brentwood that mental health is a topic that is actually widely discussed and promoted within our borough from a council perspective. It features on our health and wellbeing board agendas, so we always include mental health, and we have mental health representatives there. And it's one of our key, one of our three main aims is to help with working towards mental health awareness. With our youth strategy group as well, that's also, again, one of our key topics to look at. So all of our local councillors are mental health champions, so we are all there to help.
Right, okay.
You know, help raise awareness. We try to promote schemes and events with raising awareness, because I think mental health has always been there. However, we don't always talk about it. It's never, unlike a lot of illnesses, unlike a lot of clinical problems, it doesn't always get the
and there's no
publicity it needs.
And there's no physical sign, is there?
It's
there's no plasters, there's no bandages, etc.
No, and I think, you know, everyone ultimately, you know, people are scared and worried about developing certain illnesses as they get older, or even as a young person. How many people are worried about developing a mental health disorder, like they would say maybe a stroke or a heart attack? And I think the more we talk about it, the more we can show people that it's okay to, you know, it's not something to be scared about, it's not something to be embarrassed about, that we should be able to talk as openly about mental health problems as we do a broken arm.
You have to apply for this grant.
Yes.
It doesn't start till 1st of November, is it?
We would like the projects to start from the 1st of
November
through to the 1st of November.
2018, yeah. Okay. You're chair of Brentwood Health and Wellbeing.
Yes.
So does mental health take up quite a big portion of that? Or are you looking at all medical services in the borough?
It's more to do with public health rather than clinical health.
Yeah.
And it's to do with trying to maybe reduce obesity, allowing people to live longer independently in their homes. Mental health does feature, and a lot of what we talk about with other areas, they all key in. That's the great thing with health. Mental health can apply to... we can relate it to potentially obesity. We can relate it to people feeling isolated in their homes, the elderly living, you know, longer, not being able to, being almost socially isolated. A lot of these areas intertwine with each other. So even if we are talking about reducing obesity, we know we can interlink mental health into topics such as that.
I think you're struggling because we've just taken a big fat cupcake away from you. Somebody's been eating cupcakes in, and we're talking about obesity. It wasn't me, because you ate them all before I got here, didn't you?
It's moderation.
It's in moderation. So this is all... how much of your time does this take up? Apart from dealing with normal council matters.
And my other job, yes.
And your other job as well.
My other job as well. It does take up time, but I love doing it. I absolutely love what I do as a counsellor, and I'm an interventional radiographer at Queen's Hospital, so health, medicine, health and wellbeing, it's what I do day in, day out, and have done for 13 years. And so I love the fact that my day job really helps me then with my council life.
You shouldn't have told me you work in the NHS, because then I'm going to ask some questions.
That's fine, go for it.
Right, okay. We hear every day about the NHS being in crisis, don't we?
Yes, we do.
You work in the NHS.
I do.
Is that an unfair statement? Or is it true?
It depends what people classify as crisis, I have to say.
Let's talk about A&E very briefly.
I did work in A&E for nearly 11 years.
Yeah. So. Let me give you an example this morning. I was in the doctors this morning, right?
Well, and
I was late because I got the time wrong, but I was in the doctors, and a fairly elderly couple came in and asked really what was an innocent question. And basically, they were going on holiday, and did they need inoculations? And the receptionist said, I'll book you an appointment with the doctor. And I'm thinking, you're going to Turkey.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just look that up? Because I don't think you do. And you're really going to waste the doctor's time. I'm not, I know some elderly people don't use computers. Mm. I've been in an A&E department when a woman's come in with a child, like a 15-year-old child, and said, she's got a stomachache in A&E.
Yeah.
You must have seen it all the time and waste of time. Is the public the problem?
Okay, so I worked in A&E. I used to do night shifts. I used to do weekend work, evening work. So
yeah.
I've seen a lot in A&E. I've seen patients turning up with splinters, mouth ulcers, bee stings. I know of one patient who came to A&E wanting their hair extensions removed. It's the problem. Well, various problems. I would say lack of GP availability appointments. I know things are getting better, and even my surgery now opens late, so I know things are trying to target that. However, that it is a known problem. Let's be honest, it is a known problem to get it. So people think, right, my child has a cough. I don't want to wait a week. I will go to A&E.
Yeah.
And I do think the fact that people see it as this sort of free service.
Yeah.
When I used to work, especially sort of into the evenings and weekends, the amount of people we would see coming through the doors who actually, it was more of a GP, it wasn't an emergency, it wasn't an accident, it was something that a GP really should be seeing, but because they can't wait, they don't want to wait to see a GP, they turn up in A&E, and A&E does not tend to turn so much of that away. Maybe things have changed now, and I think with triage being a little bit more hot, it will do, but it's... realising that sometimes the hospital is not the best way forwards.
Well, and absolutely, and then something else was in the news last night about the ambulance service, about they're bringing out this new system now for prioritising callers. Another problem with the ambulance service seems to me is that when the ambulance has got there and got the patient into hospital,
they have to stay.
Why do they have to stay? Why can't they hand over to a person whose job it is to say, here's Mrs. Bloggs, she's fallen over, she's broken her leg, thank you, goodbye, off we go.
I used to see the ambulance drivers backed all the way down the corridor outside to where the ambulance was. And it is just, everything now is governed by protocols and policies in a hospital. And now,
and paperwork,
and things have changed. I've been qualified 13 years. I've seen so many things change from how they used to be to now. Yeah. Some you could argue for the better. Some you could think maybe, because A&E numbers, staffing numbers aren't necessarily as high as we would like them. So in order, there's not exactly one person to hand over always for every single patient lining up through the doors of the ambulance bays. And so and a triage and a handover can take a long time. It's not just a simple, right, this lady's fallen over, we think she's broken X. You've then got to go into all the ins and outs of their breathing, their saturation levels, how they were, how you found them. There's a lot, it's a lot.
Yeah, I can understand it. It just seems to me that there should be like two doctors who do nothing else but receive patients coming
staffing,
in.
If staffing levels were increased.
Yeah.
So much more than it was.
Okay, we could go on all day.
We could,
and it's a massive, massive subject, and I've dropped you in it.
Go for it. I love talking about
that's,
health.
Well, that's good. Right, what would you like to see? Let's go back to Brentwood then. What would you like to see? What frustrates you as being chair of this committee then? What frustrates you every day? What would you like to achieve that you can't at the moment?
I don't feel at the moment it's right, I've got an idea and there's no way of getting this put in practice. I think from when I got involved in the Health and Wellbeing Board along with my vice chair Vicky Davies, we're both medics, we wanted to feel that what we were doing was actually going to see results, that it wasn't a case of a group of us sit around a table and we talk about things and then when we meet up again we're still talking. So now we have an action plan, we follow through with regular updates on our action log to see how our various ideas are progressing. We have quite a varied membership of our board now. We try to have membership that covers various areas of the community. So we have patient representatives, we have council officers, we have a mental health representative. So we can collate ideas depending on our action logs and our aims and then try and put them into practice, and then we follow them up. We get outside bodies to come in and give presentations, and if we feel that something is worthy to follow on, we will then sanction that for the next meeting. So, for instance, we had a presentation by the Dementia Action Alliance, and that's about raising sort of awareness and giving training to deal with people who have got dementia. Because as we are in the population is ageing, dementia is on the rise. It's not, we're encouraging people to live independently for longer. So it's about raising awareness for people locally in businesses to get the train, especially in the council as well, front-facing staff to deal with our residents, to deal with customers, and to spot the signs of maybe someone does have dementia and how best to respond to them. So it's nice that we're able to collate ideas together and then progress through them. Myself, Vicky, and the officers, we meet once a month. We look at new ideas, look at the agendas. So we're actually very hands-on these days, and I like the fact that we're actually going forwards, feeling like we've achieved something, as opposed to just sitting around a table and discussing.
Fantastic. Right, let's just remind ourselves about this grant scheme that's coming up then. It's launching officially. Have we launched it officially?
We have just.
We've just
launched it. The 30th of June.
30th of June. You have to, it has to be about a project that's going to run from 2017 November to November 2018, and it needs to fill criteria that will be on the application form. Right, yeah. How do we get the application
it's
from?
It's on the website, I think it's brentwood.gov.uk/funding.
Yep.
And the form should be there. Having looked at it, it's there will be various questions as to how your project or your initiative will fit with our sort of criteria, you know, talking about funding, these kind of general,
questions. And if you don't have a computer or access to a computer, then 01277 312 500. Olivia, thank you very much. I'm going
to
get you back in the studio.
Lovely to meet you.
No, you're good. You're good.
Oh,
you're good.
You.
And it'd be great to talk about lots of things on medical issues, etc.
Happily, do any time.
She's very keen. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
With over 30 years' experience, FCI are London's largest contemporary furniture.